弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
晚上啊，要从第六章传道书第六章来看。
And let us look at the Ecclesiastes chapter 6.
昨天讲到第五章啊，后面有关对财富的认知。
And last night we finished at chapter 5 and the knowledge of wealth.
我们要知道一切都是从神那边得来的。
We must all know that all comes from God.
我们要能够善用神的恩典。
We must use it properly, the grace of God.
不要不知足。
We must be content.
那被财富所束缚住了。
Otherwise, you'll be controlled by the wealth.
那能够做个敬畏神、有感恩的生活。
And fear God, worship God, and be contented in your life.
能够享受神所赐的喜乐。
And therefore, you will enjoy the gift God given to you.
第六章一二节可以说在就财富来做一个提醒。
And verse 2 give us an example of a wealthy man.
你如果不能够去感恩敬畏神。
If you do not how to worship God and give thanks to God,
那神赐给你，神又把它夺回去。
And what God given to you will be taken away.
所罗门王他看到有这种事情，他说这是个祸患。
And Solomon saw all this, so he said, "This is a grievous evil."
第二节我们可以看到，这个人神赐给他，他也有享受过。
And we can see that God given him.And he did enjoy it.
可是呢，他不能去后来真的不能享用到最后。
But he could not use it till to the end.
后来是被别人给得到了。
And it was later somebody enjoyed it.
所以这是提醒我们就是我们像昨天所讲的你要能够知道一切都是神所赐予的。
So we must understand that, like last night we have touched upon, that all came from God.
所以像路加福音十二章提到那个无知的财主啊。
Just like Luke chapter 12 tell us the foolish rich man.
还有十六章那个穿紫色袍的财主。
And chapter 16, the man with the purple linen cloth.
还有在撒母耳记上二十五章那个财主拿巴。
And First Samuel chapter 25,Tell us about Nabal.
这些财主呢都不能够来感恩善用神给他们的恩典。
All those rich men did not use the wealth given by God properly.
最后呢，他们呢都没有一个好的结果了。
And consequently, their ending is not good.
那第三节又提到我们有时候认为说。多子多孙是多福气。
And verse 3, chapter 6, verse 3 tells us that a man may have 100 children and live many years.
我看犹太人跟中国人有同样的观念。
And that is prosperity to them. And the Jew is similar to the Asian.
可是这里说他有一个百个儿子呢，可是呢他的心里面却不能够感觉喜乐。
But yet he has no joy in his heart.
而且他也活了很大的年纪了。
Especially he lived to the old age.
后来呢又不得埋葬。
And later on, and yet he was not, cannot be buried.
所以从第三节后面一直讲到第五节所罗门王就认为说，那倒不如不要出世的好了。
And in such a condition, King Solomon concluded that it is better for him not to be born.
他。第三节后面说不到期而落得胎。
Verse 3 tells us, stillborn is better off than he.
就是我们说有的是流产啊还没有到出生的时候结果他就先出生了就是流产了。
Stillborn means a miscarriage and it is not due for him to come and yet he came, so,This is what we call miscarriage.
一般我们认为说这个好可怜怎么会这样子
？And we would very sympathize about this.
已经准备好要来世上做人了，结果呢，流产了，就死掉了。
We would have pity on this. How could this? Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 奉耶稣圣名继续上课。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall continue our studies.
的确，我们在基督里面，我们平安无惧。
Truly, in Christ, we have peace.No doubt about it.
我们能够在保守的恩典当中，我们反而是盼望我们离世见主那一天赶快到来。
And with the protection of God and under His grace, we wish that the time is coming soon for us.
我上次有见证过我妈妈突然心脏病离世
And I.Also testify about my mother, and because of a sudden heart attack, she passed away.
大概是七年前。
Perhaps it's around 7 years ago.
那时候我妈妈才57岁哈。
My mother then was age 57.
当突然间心脏病发作离世，我们当然都很舍不得了。
And of course, at that very moment, we were very We couldn't bear to see her go.
而且没有心理准备啊。
Especially we were not prepared for it.
你是说已经生病一阵子，可能会有心理准备。
If there was sickness involved for time, and perhaps we would be ready prepared for it.
而且何况我妈妈一向身体比我爸爸好。
And especially my mother, health is way much better than my father.
可是想不到上去竟然一下子心脏病就先离开了。
To our surprise, of a sudden heart attack, she went first.
好，那当我们把妈妈的这个身体穿好衣服整理好还就把它先放在客厅的时候。
And we dressed up my mom and put her in the living room.
那时候我们已经有联络教会里面在办丧礼的弟兄。
And we arranged all the brothers and sisters in the church to arrange for the funeral.
这还没来的时候，我们在那边等啊。
And before they came, we have to wait for them.
忽然间，我们发觉，妈妈怎么在微笑
？And then we discovered, my mother was smiling.
你有没有看过已经离世的人在笑
？Have you ever seen a person that died can still smile?
真的，妈妈这样躺着，她在微笑。
And truly, my mother was smiling.
因为那个时候，我姐姐，我姐还没回来我婶婶还有我太太先帮我妈妈化妆。
And my wife and my auntie, they put cosmetic for my mother.
可是后来过一阵，怎么看到我妈妈在笑了
？Then they discovered that she was smiling.
我就坐在旁边一直看。
And I sat there and kept watching.
当然她不能再回来跟我讲什么。
Of course, she would not able to answer me or tell me anything.
我是一直看着想说，妈妈妈妈，你是看到什么？怎么会在笑
？So I said to her, Mom, what did you see that make you smile?
我心里在想。
Oh, sorry, and my heart was pondering over it.
忽然间觉得，对哦，真的哦，天国是真的，主耶稣讲的是真的哦。
And then I think that the heavenly kingdom is true what Jesus tells us.
结果就拿照相机把妈妈照起来。
And I grabbed hold of the camera and took a picture of it.
然后拿去照相馆洗。
And I
洗相片
went it for developing.
我没有跟那个老板讲说里面有那个死人的照片。
I did not tell the shopkeeper that inside my film there is somebody that passed away.
那去拿相片的时候
，So when I went to collect the pictures，
因为他要算几张嘛
，And this person has to count the number of photographs。
那天刚好是老板娘在那里
，And then she told me with the
是老板娘在那边算钱
。And the wife of the shopkeeper was counting the money。
她跟我妈妈认识
，And she know my mother。
看到我妈妈的那张相片，说你妈妈在干什么
？And when she looked at the picture, she says, "What is your mother doing?"
睡觉就睡觉，在那边笑什么？偷笑什么
And she is sleeping, and why is she laughing, smiling?
真的，我们跟他讲啊，他说，哎，他看起来就是是睡觉，因为那边躺着嘛啊。我们那时候没把他脸盖起来，啊，那就好像盖被子这样子哈，啊，结果这样照着这样躺着，还在微笑。
And we made her lie there, but we didn't cover her up, and so it appears as if she was sleeping.
哦，所以你看您哦，没信耶稣人看到说睡着了，可是怎么在那边笑呢？
So as we believers, we say we are fallen into a sleep, and yet she could smile.
嗯，所以这个好像也是给我们加一个安慰了哦。
And this gives us an encouragement.
嗯，所以真的我们能够把握活着的时候。
So truly, if we can make use of the opportunity while we are living.
嗯，然后追求信仰的更新。
And to pursue for theRenewal of life.
将来能够坦然面对我们肉体生命的结束。
So that when we conclude our life, we will have confidence to into another one.
真的是回家了。
And that is truly returning home.
我们提到回家，当然子女都很高兴啊。
And when you say we are returning home, of course you have joy in your heart.
所以所罗门王他要我们去。参加丧礼思考这些人生的道理。
So Solomon went to funeral, attend funerals so that he can ponder over the teaching of life.
那这样子你可以自己去思考得到这个人生的大智慧。
And through it, you will receive a wisdom of life.
我们看传道书第七章第五节。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 5.
第五节到第七节
to verse 7
因此呢他开始提到我们活着的时候得到这个真智慧的好处。
And here says we benefit while we are living.
我们能够听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。
Because it is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the songs of fools.
那愚昧人的笑声好像锅下烧荆棘的爆声，也是虚空。
And also like the crackling of thorns under the pot is so is the laughter of fools. That is too meaningless.
这里的愚昧人就是指着只顾得这个世上的享受。
And fools here refer to those who only enjoy worldly entertainment.
那不会去思考这个生命的意义。
And does notGo and ponder the meaning of life.
甚至把信仰当作是一个很好笑的事情。
And that he thinks life is only a joke.
那他在世上他会唱歌他说这活着一天就享乐一天呢。
And because he enjoy himself as long as there's day, as long as there's life, he enjoy it.
那看到他好像很快乐，可是都是世上的享乐。
And he seems to be very happy, and all this are the worldly entertaining.
这个所罗门说是虚空不实在。
And Solomon said this is meaningless because it's not practical.
那第七节提到有的人呢为了得到在世上的享乐。
And chapter verse 7 tells us that some people, in order to gain the enjoyment of the world,
他用勒索的，他用贿赂的。
They would extort and to bribe.
虽然他好像也很聪明，是智慧人。
It seems that he is wise, but he also a fool.
那也是提醒我们，我们已经有这个人生的智慧，你又为了利去耍这种手段。
And this reminds us.We have this wisdom, and yet we want to use these means and ways.
那你就好像变成愚昧你那个慧心智慧的心，你就受到败坏。
By doing that, you became a fool, and it will corrupt your heart.
那第八节到第十节
，and 8 to 10
是提到一个智慧人他的生活态度
，and tells us the his the attitude.Of a wise man.
智慧的人他会看得比较远。
A wise man can see far ahead of him.
所以 事情的结局就胜过事情的起头了。
And therefore, the end of a matter is better than its beginning.
那不受环境影响，不受人的影响，会忍耐的。
And it does not influence, by people.
会胜过居心骄傲的。
And it's better than pride.
那也不用心里急躁恼怒。
And that you do not quickly.Provoked in your life.
因为你比较智慧嘛，你事情看得多嘛。
Because you have wisdom and you have seen more things.
像刚我们之前有提到啊，看到社会上不公平的事情，有时候我们生气啊。
And like I said earlier, that when we see things that are unfair, we will get angry.
你容易动怒，这个不是智慧人啊。
And you are quickly provoked, and this is not the action of a wise man.
你不会存心忍耐。
And that you have no patience.
那你有顺利的时候，你就很得意，很骄傲。
And that when you have success, then you very quickly become proud.
结果呢，你却容易失败啊。
And therefore, and you also will quickly, be defeated.
有没有听过那个乌龟跟兔子赛跑的故事嘛？
And you also heard of the story about the race between a rabbit.
那个兔子一开始就跑很快啊。
And in the starting, this rabbit ran very fast.
好像一起头一开始，你看兔子赢啊，兔子最棒啊。
And in the beginning, it seems the rabbit was was the winner, and he had a quick start.
结果他就骄傲了。
And with that, pride came in.
他说那乌龟绝对不可能赢过我。
And saying that this tortoise, will never win me.
结果他就开始躺在路边就休息，就睡着了。
And with confidence, he rested, on the roadside and fall into a deep sleep.
结果呢，乌龟存心忍耐。
And the tortoise.Was very patient to and he endured the race.
他认真的在参与这场比赛。
Because he was very, he took this race as very serious.
他就一步一步慢慢的走。
And step by step he went into the race.
这个好像也是在告诉我们，人生的道路就这样一步一步的做你该做的事情。
And this likened to our life that we must, take step by step.To handle things.
不要想说，你看我比别人聪明，我比别人跑得快，哇，就骄傲了，甚至就放纵了。
And sometimes when you are better than people, you think you're smarter, and therefore you loosen yourself.
就龟兔赛跑很多版本很多不同的内容。
There are many teaching derived from this rest.
我看过卡通影片有一个这样描写
And I saw once a cartoon.
怎么样，小朋友有意见吗？说这是兔子不只是睡觉而已。
In this cartoon, I saw not only this rabbit fall into a sleep.
他还跑去跟人家打网球。
And he went and to play tennis.
为了引起这个女兔子的注意。
In order to attract the female rabbit.
他去表演他的特技
And to show off his skill.
结果在那边玩了，忘记了他是在参加比赛。
And he play and he play and consequently forgot that he was in a rest.
这只乌龟就慢慢的走了。人家说那么辛苦休息一下，然后对不起我还要赶路。
And this tortoise came on the road and people asked him to rest. He would not take a rest because he want to catch up.
那有别的动物说，你看兔子跑得那么快，绝对赢不了了。算了，来我这里我招待你。
And there are some animals would say to this rabbit, sorry, this turtle, that the rabbit is so fast, so there's no way you can catch him up. So why don't you come and take a rest here?
那有时候对不起了，我还是要继续向前走。
And he said, sorry, I want to continue my journey.
结果他竟然是第一个到达终点。
And in the end, he was the first one to reach the finishing line.
那只兔子呢，他就是骄傲说，我再怎么样一定是跑个多咖了。
And this rabbit was saying, no matter how I run, I will win him.
结果他就故意等看到，这个乌龟怎么快到了？
And therefore he was waiting there, and then he saw that the tortoise has win way ahead of him.
就赶快从后面赶快追。
And quickly he tried to catch up.
结果还是差一步。
And he missed by a step.
他还是输乌龟了。
And he lost the rest to the tortoise.
所以结局还是比较重要了。
So the end result is very important.
我们人生的结局怎么样？这个最重要。
And how our life end is very important.
那在我们人生当中会有很多事情起起伏伏。
And when we're living, there are so many things. That we have to handle.
那不要心里急躁就生气。
But it do not let it cause you to be angry.
像箴言十九章十九章十一节所说的。
Proverbs chapter 19.
十一节。
Verse 11.
箴言十九章十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.
人有见识就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失，便是自己的荣耀。这里提到我们不轻易发怒是因为我们有那个智慧看得多了。
Here tells us that we do not get anxious because we have wisdom.
那不会随便的就受到别人受到环境的影响。
And we would not be easily influenced by the environment or by people.
可是呢传道书七章十节又这么讲。
But Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 10 it tells us
一个有智慧的人他一直会去一个前观察他前面的一个情形。
A wise man would always look at the look what's in ahead of him
在人生当中有许多也是需要学习的。
And in life there are many things that we need to learn
所以第十节说传道书 第七章第十节说不要说先前的日子强过今日的日子是什么缘故呢？你这样问不是出于智慧啊。
Chapter 7 verse 10.
Do not, sorry. 不要老是我们说不要老是活在过去了。
Do not dwell in your past.
有的人会说我的经验也好，那我经验这个事情就是怎么样。
Many people will tell you, how they live a life of past and how they handle things.
那有的人就会这么说，那你看我以前怎么样什么事情是我去做才成功的呢？
And people will boast about how they handle matters and gain success in the past.
这华语有句话说好汉不提当年勇没听过。
Chinese saying that a warrior would not discuss their past.
都这样的不是一个智慧人
Because such a person is not wise.
所以我们的人生也是要一直往前看。
Because we in our life must look forward.
就像保罗说了，忘记背后，我就努力前面的。
Like Paul said, we must forget what's behind us and go forward.
向着十字架的目标一直跑。
And set our goals to the cross.
那十一节以后。
And verse 11.
就提到这个智慧呢。就比这个世上的产业还好了。
And wisdom is better than the inheritance of the world.
见天日的人，就是说活在世上的人。
And here, and those who are living.
但是得智慧是比较有利益啊。
And then it would be benefit them.
所以十二节说，有这种真智慧你就能够得到生命。
And verse 12 that if you have this wisdom.You will gain true life.
什么智慧呢？就是十三节、十四节所说的。
And what is wisdom is described in 13 and 14.
去查看神的作为。
And consider what God has done.
而不是用人的观念人的价值观去追求人生。
And use God's concept and not man's concept to pursue for life.
人再怎么样也不能够胜过神。
No matter how good we are, we cannot match up to God.
所以十四节说患难的时候我们要思想。
So verse 14 say, when we in bad time, we must consider.
喜乐的时候我们当然会亨通的时候当然会喜乐。
Of course, when you have success, you are happy.
可是神会使这两样并列。
But God will change these two factor.
所以不会让我们一直喜乐，结果啊，就骄傲忘记神。
Because God will not allow you to be happy all the time, and you would forget, you might forget God.
啊，所以是或者是一直在患难当中，结果就软弱，就离弃神。
Or when at that time you might forsake God.
哦，啊，他为了使我们能够去查验，所以用这两个并列，叫我们人不能夸口。
So God wants to use this factor so that we can think about Him, and we ourselves cannot boast about us.
哦，那十五节到十八节。
15 to 18.
哦，又是提到我们先前有提过那个公义公平的事情。
And here talk about justice.
在第三章十六节那个时候我们有谈过。
In chapter 3, was
十六节
was 16, we have already discussed.
那这边呢，所罗门王又提到，在世上很多事情我们想不通。
That there are many things in this world that we cannot have an answer.
啊，有的艺人啊，你看他行义，结果反而不没有活得很久。
You see some who are righteous and yet they do not live for long.
啊，有的坏人哦，你看坏事做尽，奇怪了，活得那么长。
And yet those are wicked and do evil things, they live for so long.
啊，那其实神有他的用意啊。
And actually, God has His purpose.
义人行义，结果很短命。
A righteous man do good, and yet he has short life.
说起来对他也好啊。
And it's good to him.
啊，这个世上本来就是哈，痛苦比较多嘛。
Because in this world there are more sorrowful times.
啊，所以以赛亚书的五十七章第一节。
So in the book of Isaiah 57, chapter verse 1.
那边哦，以赛亚书五十七章一节提到说，呀，义人离世，是免了将来的苦难了。
Says that men died to avoid the trouble ahead of him.
对呀、啊，哦，他都做好事啊，哦、他都在被神称义，神就早点接他回去啊。
He do good, so therefore God fetch him home earlier.
神疼爱的人不会让他受太多苦的啦。
A person that loved by God, God would not allow him to suffer.
所以我们刚刚读那个创世纪第五章，我们看到以诺跟神同行，活在世上是活得最短的。
And like we have read Genesis chapter 5, Enoch, he was with God and yet he lived a short life.
那我们知道他灵魂在神面前却是永远的。
As we know, when he was with God,When he is with God, he will live forever.
那神要他早一点到他那边去享受那个福乐。
And God wanted him to come home earlier so that he can enjoy his life.
那恶人行恶倒想长寿，神给他机会悔改啊。
So a wicked man, God gave him long life. God is actually giving him an opportunity to repent.
这是我们查看神的作为，我们从圣经里面。可以导到了一个看法。
Through the Bible, we can find an answer as why God gave a long life to wicked men.
那十六节说不要行义过分，不要自成智慧。
Verse 16, do not be over righteous, neither be over wise.
啊，你这样是自取败亡啊。
Otherwise you destroy yourself.
那哦，我们有时候太有正义感。
Sometimes we may feel righteous.
结果呢？哦，反而让那些恶人呢，哦，就会来欺负我们。
And being that, a wicked man will come to bully you.
那有时候我们想说，那干脆啊，我就做坏啊。
And you would say, well, why being good? I might as well as join him.
结果呢？那又太愚昧了。
By doing so, you are foolish.
所以这个都是用极端呐、啊。
There is always a period of time.
行恶过分，我们可能不会了。
We perhaps will not be over righteous.
不过避免行义过分。
Or be over wise.
我有时候就一直指责别人啊，什么都不对，你想想，那你到底有没有这么好
？Sometimes we may rebuild people, but have you considered, are you any better?
你看呢？ 法利赛人跟犹太人那些文士哈、哦，就抓了一个邪淫的妇人，要来主耶稣面前质问主耶稣啊。
So you see those Pharisees and scribes, took this woman, to Jesus.
哎、欸，哦，就要主耶稣审判他。
And asked Jesus to, judge on her.
哦，这些人好像很正义啊、哦，站在正义的一方。
These people appear to be very righteous and they're standing on,、欸、on righteous.、嗯
这个主耶稣说：“你们之中谁没有犯过错的哦，先拿石头打死他。”
And Jesus asked, "If any of you did not sin, you would be the first to cast your stone."
嗯，结果那些人哦，彼此摸着，一个一个都溜走了。
And later on, these people one by one left the scene.
嗯，看别人很容易啊，看自己哈、哦，往往就哈、哦、就看不清楚。
It's easy to look at others' fault, and it's harder to look at yourself.
啊、哦，所以说不要嫌疑过分。
So do not.Be over righteous.
嗯，因为神也在审判我们了。
Because God Himself will judge us as well.
啊、哦，那不要过于自逞智慧。
And neither be over wise.
哎，我有一个传道同工哈、
哦。I have a colleague, a preacher colleague.、
哎、他提过，他还没有来当传道之前。
And he tells me before he.Became a preacher.
有一天在这个路上、哦、在十字路口、哦、看到 一件车祸发生。
And one time he met an accident.
啊、哦，结果呢，这个开车两个人就下来理论了。
And he saw an accident by the junction way, and these two drivers came to argue.
哦、啊，他站在旁边，他看得很清楚啊，谁对谁错啊。
And he was a bystander, therefore he could see clearly who was right and who was wrong.
哦，啊，结果呢，他就加进去讲了，你不对的，刚才怎么样？他怎么样？怎么样？是你不对的。
And then he joined in the conversation and say who was right and who was wrong.
哦，结果那个人哦，就被他一讲就更生气，就开始打他。
And so this driver was very very mad with what he said and therefore hit him.
哦，他说他当时一直想不通，为什么会这样子呢？我出来主持正义啊，那个人明明不对，结果他还打我，为什么这样子？
And therefore he couldn't understand why he was being hit. Because he knew that this guy was in the wrong.
啊、哦，然后后来在神学院读经的时候，读到这一句，他想到说啊，我就是这样子的，行义过分，自逞智慧，所以被人家打，活该，活该。
And so later on in his life, when he joined the evangel joined the theological seminar, he read these verses, and therefore he understood why. So he deserved to be hit.
嗯、他那个时候可以、哦哦、帮忙报警啊。
At that moment, he could perhaps help them out by reporting to the police.、
哦、那如果旁边还有别的证人、哦、他可以 请那些人一起出来作证啊。
Or any person around him, he could ask them to be a witness.、
哦、那要不然他就是等他们两个人吵架之后有什么结果哎。啊，他在帮忙也可以啊。
Or after these two has quarreled and settled down, perhaps he could then help them.
哎，或者是等警察来，警察需要人证，他来出来作证哈、哦，就比较能够受到保护啊。
Or wait until the police came, and then he could become a witness, and it would be much safer then.
啊，所以我们要求神让我们有这种。生活的智慧、哦、
So we must ask God to give us wisdom in our daily life.
那十八节就是说、哦、你持守这个比较好，那个也不要松手，因为敬畏神的人就从这两样出来。
Verse 18, it is good to grasp the one and not let go of the other. The man who fears God will avoid all extremes.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?、
哦、就是说一个敬畏神的人、哦圣经上说，敬畏神是智慧的开端嘛。
If a person that fear God and fear wisdom is the beginning, fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
啊，这是在箴言第九章的第十节哦。
In Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4.
哎，哦，你敬畏神哈、哦，我们从神那边哈、哦，让我们有这个真智慧。
And when you fear God, God will give you the true wisdom.
啊，或许我们认为行义比较好，还是说你想行恶？
Do you want to do good or do evil.
那所罗门王说这两种极端都不好啊。
Any of this extreme will be not good.
所以从这两样出来就是说不会走极端啊，不会太偏哪一边啊。
From this then you will not go for the with two extremes.
那有中文有另外的翻译是这样是说哈，说这两个极端都应该避免。
In the small words of the Chinese Bible, that we should avoid any of these two.
只是敬畏神的人，他所做的都会顺利。
And those who fear God, whatever they do, they will be successful.
所以我们要求神让我们有智慧哈。
So we must ask God to allow us to have wisdom.
尤其在处理教会的事情。
Especially dealing matters regarding church.
圣经是我们唯一的原则。
The Bible is our principle.
可是不是每个事情每个细节哈，圣经都条列式的跟我们讲啊。
But not all matters can be referred to the Bible for in details.
那这样子又变成律法了，对不对
？And then otherwise look at their red books to see if they can go out on that day.
那今天要做什么比较好啊？看看圣经有没有写啊？
And we would then would be like them would refer to the Bible for to see if it has reference.
那信仰就变成那种迷信了嘛。
To what we are doing, and then it became superstitious.
所以圣经给我们原则，圣灵带领我们。
So the Bible gave us the principle that the Holy Spirit will lead us.
那保罗教导提摩太，那这样讲。
And when Paul taught Timothy, and this is what he said.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
第二章第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。保罗也没有跟提摩太这样一直讲一直讲，讲了一大堆啦。
Paul did not say a bunch of things to Timothy.
他在提摩太前后书讲到一些现象、一些原则之后。
And in the Timothy, in a book of Timothy, all he given was some principle.
那就是说你自己思想然后自己祷告， and 神就得给你智慧了。
And that you reflect on it, and God will grant you the insight.
所以我们就是这样，能够去查验神的作为。求神让我明白，这个事情我能够要怎么做。
So we must reflect on God, so that God's doing, so that we know what we ought to do.
我们再看回来《传道书》第七章。
Let us turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第七章十九节到二十九节。
Verse 19 to 29.
继续再讲智慧人的一个生活态度。
And tells us the attitude of a wisdom.
十九节提到那个智慧的力量
，and tell us the power of wisdom。
可是呢，我们有智慧，我们也要能够守道理啊。
And with wisdom, we must also able to keep the truth。
二十节说，时常行善，不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有所以我们有智慧，我们不要自义啊。
And we must not be self-righteous.Just because we have wisdom.
也不要因为说我懂的道理很多那就会骄就开始骄傲。
And don't say to yourself, I know more teaching, therefore you will become proud.
所以要有谦卑的心。
We must have a heart of humility.
那二十一节提到了有时候人家会讲我们什么话就不要放在心上。
And verse 21 says that some people may speak words about you, but you should not put it in your heart.
恐怕听见你的仆人咒诅你
Because if you do so, because your servant you may hear that your servant is cursing you.
你一直很去在意人家会说什么，结果呢？你听到了就好像都是听到那些坏的话，好的话你就听不见了。
If you pay attention to everything that was said, then every word spoken that you hear.Will appear to be directing to you.
那时候开始心里面就不平静了。
Then you begin to be anxious.
那会一直 去怪别人，哇，都反对我啊，别人都讲我坏话。
And you will accuse people of speaking bad about you or talking about you.
哎，可是二十二节说啊，我们要知道啊，你也曾经对别人不满意啊。
And verse 22 tell us that you were once were unhappy with others.
哎，如果你说你有智慧，却因为言语哇。搞得这样子不好，那是个智慧人吗？不是的啦。
You say if you have wisdom, but yet you let words spoken to cause you anxiousness, then that's not good.
啊，所以圣经上教我们说，我们言语我们要能够谨慎。
And the Bible tells us we must be careful with what we say.
啊，我们不会随便去用言语论断人。
We must not.Simply judge people.
但是同样的，我们听话也很重要啊。
Similarly, when you hear, it is also important.
啊，我们也不要因为老人家的言语怎么样啊，就影响到我们的信心，影响到我们的性情的心情。
And you do not allow words, to affect your mood.
啊，那二十三节到二十九节。
Verse 23 to 29.
啊，基本上所罗门在谈到啊，人呐、啊，实在是哦。哎，都有软弱，都有缺点呐、啊。
And here tells us men are weak and are not perfect.
哎，常常哦，他自己这样用智慧去查考、去追求，也觉得说这个人际关系实在是很难去哈、哦，去处理得很好。
And he has used wisdom, and yet, he cannot deal matters.In a proper manner.
啊，因为人总有自己的情欲、私欲。
Because man has its desire and its goal.
啊，二十六节哈，他用这个淫妇做比喻。
Verse 26, he used a woman as a prefiguration.
啊，人就是因为有这个私欲，才会受到他引诱啊。
Because man has the desire and therefore.It become a snare.
啊，所以人跟人之间就是常常因为这样子哇，啊，常常被诱惑哦，啊，被这个情绪所影响。
And it's men are like that because we would be enticed by it, and therefore it will affect us.
二十七节、二十八节哈，或许姐妹看到了会抗议啊。
27 and 28, those sisters, perhaps you will protest.
啊，一千男子中我找到一个正直人，众女子中没有找到一个好人哈。
That he among 1,000 men, he couldn't find an upright woman.
哎，前面看到这个没有抗议啊，拿个牌子，好像啊，今天很多人都拿个牌子，然后坐在路边这样抗议哈。传道书怎么这样写哈？
You should protest because why was it written like that?
啊，我们讲过这个所罗门王的背景啊。
And we have this talk about the background of Solomon.
这个是传道书他晚年的时候他的体验。
And this was written at the latter age of Solomon.
因为我们知道他娶了很多太太啊，对不对？
As you know that he had many wives.
啊，结果这些妃嫔呢、哦，后来怎么样？引诱他去拜偶像。
And his concubine has enticed him to worship idols.
啊，所以他有这种感叹呐、啊。
Therefore, he had much regret over it.
哎，哦，他即使哈、哦，其实他是在反讽自己哈、哦，哎，他是在说到自己那种啊。哦那种情形，我当初就是受到这些哦，这些女人的影响。
And he writing this with regret because these women has influenced him very much.
啊、哦，那到底是那些女人错，还是他自己不好
？So is it the fault of the woman, or is he, or is it his fault?
哎，然后十九节哈、哦，那他提到其实是人自己哈、哦，自己心里面有诡诈。
And verse 29, he says that actually that man has a deceit heart.
神造人原是正直啊。
God made man upright.
人自己找出许多哈许多诡计出来。
But man had gone in search of many schemes.
啊，那所罗门王他自己，他当初他要能够坚持原则，他也不会这样子哈受到引诱啊。
If Solomon would have kept his principle, he would not have been enticed into this.
或许他自己认为我很有智慧啦，我不会被他们骗的啦。
Or perhaps he said to himself, I have wisdom, therefore I would not be cheated.
啊，或者是他当时想说啊，我只需要安抚他们一下啦，结果后来自己哦，真的受到诱惑啊。
And perhaps he was dare enough to approach them, and in the end, he was troubles came to him.
啊，所以是说来说去，还是人自己哈，自己那个心没有把持住啊。
So no matter how you look at it, it is man's fault that he did not uphold its principle.
啊，所以说义人难免无罪。
So
这一段的标题啊，中文圣经是义人难免无罪。
And here the subheading is
义人哈，有时候还是会犯罪啦。
A righteous man will commit sin.
哎，就是因为有时候哈，自己那个私欲情欲没有去控制好。
Because we did not control our fleshly desire.
哎，结果呢哦，你空有那个智慧。
And so that wisdom was not utilized.
啊，那原则还是因为你没有敬畏神啊。
And the bottom line is that you did not fear God.
啊，所以所罗门王他很聪明，可是他也想到他曾经聪明，反被聪明误啊。
And Solomon now pondered. Solomon was wise, and yet he was overwise.
哎，人那个软弱哈，如果被引诱。啊，那实在是控制不了。
And when man is weak, and when temptation come upon, it would be quite hard to control.
啊，像保罗在哥林多前书第十章所讲的。
Like Paul said in 1 Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多前书第十章。
Chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter
4. 十 ,10.
Sorry, chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章十二节。
Verse 12.
所以自己以为站立得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。这里可以作为第七章的一个结论。
Here says that this verse will give us a conclusion regarding chapter 7.
我们自己好好的思想一下。
And we should ponder over it good.
我们就先上到这边，明天再继续第八章。
And we shall conclude here, and we shall continue chapter 8 tomorrow.